myself jumping and moving in the spirit, being prepared by the music of God. Like the psalmist David that moved on his harp and gathered the people together with one spirit in God. I will give you the sure mercies of David, the ability to gather the people of God by the angelic music of my spirit, the spirit of light that pulls them all together. Testament was manifested through the life of David. You know what that weapon was? The ability to take that harp of his and by the spirit of life absolutely destroy Satan in the minds and hearts of the people and gathered together Jerusalem, God's people in earth, and built them into a family. Took the ragtags, the orphans, and the outcasts of Israel. Yes, he did. And gathered them together, such one spirit, with that harp, until they absolutely chewed up the enemies of God in that whole territory. After he got them gathered, you read the scriptures. All the psalms are psalms written by the Spirit of God, working through the mouth, the heart, and the harp of David, that laid open the whole plan for Jesus Christ and the whole plan of age for which you and I are living in now. After he got all of God's people gathered together, he took that harp, and they began to march into battle, and that harp and the Spirit of God began to pull the glory and the clouds of glory and power and fire down upon the warrior people. Most of the time, they didn't even have to fight in battle. Do you know that? Scared the enemy to death. Wow, 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 wow. How God keeps his heavens in order. Yeah, but how? What did he use? What method? Have any of you ever had a vision of heaven and heard music and singing? How many? Come on, that's all right. He uses his angels called cherubims and seraphims and other names that I do not know. They claim. And with that music, that angelic music, He keeps his creation moving in the mood that he wants them in. For example, we'll just speak as men because that's what we are. We have understanding, you know, only of men. For example, if the northern part of his heavenly creation needs to be moving in joy, then by the Holy Spirit he sends a surge of joy in his angelic creation there, and they go to vibrate in joy. You don't believe that? It's all in the scriptures. And he keeps them moving just like he wants them in joy. Ooh. If the southern part of his creation, and we know eternity maybe doesn't have north, south, east, and west, but this is where he speaks. If the southern part of his creation needs to be moving in peace, then he sends, by the Holy Spirit, through his angels, a continual flowing of peace into that southern part. Keeps that peace moving. What did Paul say about the church and earth? He said he built after the pattern of the heavenlies. Did he? Did he?
Released in earth
to perform. execute each judgment, written under each seal. How many of you know your scripture well enough to know that that's true? They looked everywhere. John saw the throne of God, and he saw the book in his hand sealed. That book that had the judgments and the blessings of God for the future generation. That's what he saw. And everyone began to search around to find someone worthy to open that book. You remember? And they couldn't find anyone worthy to open the book in heaven and earth. And John began to weep. Remember? All at once he heard a voice speaking. He said, "We found someone worthy to open the seals of that book, to release the judgment and the blessings of God for future generations, for you and I." Wasn't it? Because if no one had opened that book, as explained in the prophets, time would have had to stop right there, wouldn't it? Is this correct? But all at once they begin to hear a voice. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For he has made the sacrifice to open the seals of the book. Worthy is the Lamb to open the book of life of God for future generations. Worthy is the Lamb to open the book of love and grace for your generation. Judgment written under each seal, protection and blessing for his obedient people, wrath and destruction, and for the disobedient, as each angel was sin in earth. Continually working God's judgment in earth, the plan of our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, as he sent forth judgment, angels in earth, to continually work and perform his judgment. Until the earth cleansed of Satan and his people. The plan of our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ. As he sent forth judgment angels in earth to continually work and perform his judgment until the earth cleansed of Satan and his people. Seven seals opened Our Lord's full judgment.
Our Lord's full judgment.
To cleanse the earth.
To cleanse the earth.
As he cleansed heaven.
As he cleansed heaven.
With Michael and his angel.
With Michael and his angel.
Of heavenly power. That had cast Satan.
That had cast Satan.
And his angels into
earth.
Here John saw Jesus Christ opening the seal of judgment, angelic judgment, and showing the same method that our Father had used with his angels to cleanse heaven and cast Satan out. You remember? And here the same angelic power was sent into the earth to cleanse earth. How many of you ever read about how Michael and the archangels cast Satan out of heaven? You never read that? All in the Bible. He cleansed heaven. Satan led a revolt to try to get to the throne of God, gathered all around heaven, in the outer court, that's right, of heaven. God just sent them, cast him out into earth. Using the same plan, he sends them into earth to destroy him in earth, destroy him in earth. Seals open.
Judgment angels
release.
To bring completion
of a Father's plan.
To
have the earth for his Son Jesus Christ.
Cleansed in like manner.
As he cleansed heaven.
The first seal opened.
Was a white horseman.
Was a white horseman.
With a crown on his head.
With a crown on his head.
Bow in his hand.
A bow in his hand.
To conquer and destroy.
To conquer and destroy.
Satan's hold on the obedient.
Satan's hold on the obedient.
To deliver his remnant.
To deliver his remnant.
God's family in earth.
You
didn't know that, did you? A lot of things you don't know. You're children of darkness and religion. You don't know a whole lot. You think you do. That's the reason Satan beats you so. You've got a lot of letter knowledge of what's wrong. He uses that letter knowledge of religious teaching. Satan does to just beat you to death with it, condemn you. You think you know a lot. The more letter knowledge you get without spirit and life and understanding, the more Satan can use that letter knowledge to just beat you to death with it. This is the pollution you've got under religion. You say, well, I never was very religious in churches. Well, it doesn't make any difference. It's all on the radio. It's all on TV. It fills the street corners everywhere you go, all those old songs of religion. Tempted and tried, we're all made to wander, and all that junk. I'm just a poor pilgrim passing through this world below. That's Satan. But he makes you think he's God. Or those old songs like, tempted and tried, I'll never make it through, unless my Lord, I get help from you. You know what that is? That's calling Jesus Christ a liar. Because he's already said, you may boldly declare that I'm your helper. And don't go singing songs to me about trying to get me to help you. He said, I've already said, I'll help you. All that junk comes from religion. Or such old songs. I should quit, I guess, but I'd keep instigated by it. Such old songs. Get the airways filled with it.
I can't remember my poor old Saint Mother that prayed and prayed that I would be saved.
Jump. Pure jump. Fills your mind with unbelief and makes you think that they're going to have a long life of prayer and begging when all God says in His Word, open your mouth and call on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'll overshadow you with the Holy Ghost and regenerate my life.
From establishing
a false kingdom of peace in the earth. Once he allows the warlike nations to establish a false kingdom of peace in the earth, and they go to saying, look what we've done without God, then Satan destroys the whole world. So there's no peace. Jesus said it. He said they'll holler peace and safety, but there won't be any. Did he not say that? By the time they say we got this thing all figured out, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon it. You can trace the history of mankind since Jesus Christ, if you like, in the natural history. Get a few nations together, they'd fight each other and then they'd make peace. Three or four of them, they say, boy, we got it now. We're going to have peace. We're going to love each other. Oh, we're going to have a kingdom of peace. And all at once, hell broke loose. Is this true or not true? God will never allow Satan's peace to take the earth. You understand this? Once Satan establishes a false peace in the earth, you know what happens then? If God allowed it, they would begin to build in a super race of people. We've seen it in other nations. They would absolutely exterminate all the weak ones, so-called weak ones, those that did not conform to the image of the race they had, and they would build what they call a super race. Try to. You've seen it happen. You saw it happen in Hitler, World War II. Kill all the Jews, the non-Caucasians, all the blacks, all those that didn't conform to the certain image, he was going to establish a super race. You saw it through Alexander the Great and others, but it'll never happen. Why? Because God has chosen the poor of the earth, rich in faith, to build his kingdom. Not going to have a false peace that absolutely decimates. Not of Satan. There'll be no super race built except through Jesus Christ. And that super race will not be built upon violence and war, killing of each other. It'll be built upon love and grace. It hath been so. Ah. horseman was a black horseman that delivered God's curse on the disobedient nations in earth, and disease and hunger, poverty and drought, and all nations that serve Satan. God's already spoken it several times through his prophet. He said, the nation that forgets God shall be shut into hell. And he's faithful to perform it all down through the years. You wonder why pestilence, drought, and starvation among nations of the world? When the light of God goes out in a nation, judgment falls. You see certain parts of India, China, other nations, Africa, other nations of the world. You wonder why there's so much starvation, pestilence, poverty. The light of God goes out. And then all hell breaks loose. But every time God's people begin to move with the least bit of light into those areas, they begin to prosper again. You didn't know that, did you? You watch it. Oh, 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 the fourth seal open was a pale horseman, pale horseman of death and hellfire following, to mark all of those that reject God's grace and love, hold them in death, reserved for hell's fire, as wickedness increases in disobedient man, led by Satan in his religious plan. Judgment of God increased in like manner until iniquity of Satan was fulfilled in man. Until today, iniquity is fulfilled. Satan working through religious man, teaching knowledge of good and evil, has now revealed the man of sin. Who is the man of sin? Where is he revealed? In the temples of God, in the churches of the land. Sets himself up there, he is God. But does he teach Christ, the tree of life? Does he offer the tree of life? Does he offer deliverance, grace? No, he doesn't offer that. He tells you what's evil and what's good. So now you turn from evil and be good, you can be a member of this group. But that's God. God wants everybody to be good. What's good? You know what Jesus Christ told the people when they come to him, said, good master, he rebuked them. He said, there's none good but God. Don't be calling me good. He said, God, if you go to calling people after the flesh good, said, the first thing you know, you'll be picking out good and evil, and Satan will have you. Said, there's only one way for you to know good, and that's to get a knowledge of the life and the grace and the glory of God.
that don't take that Bible and go to figuring out on the law what's good and what's evil. That if you do, you get into a trap of Satan. You get into the same trap that Adam and Eve got into. I had a tree of life for them, but they didn't want to do it that way. They were tempted by Satan to get knowledge of good and evil, to try to be like me, and said they fell. What's his way to make you Christ-like? It's to give you the knowledge, some knowledge of the life of Christ, you to accept it by faith, and him to work it out in you, the Spirit. It never has been by your own effort. Okay. You disagree with it. I dare you. You wrestle with that thing in your mind and get to where you think that it's not so. I just lift my hand right now and say, Lord Jesus, I may not understand it. Oh, but I accept it by faith. Oh, to let you reveal it to me. Oh. Now feel his glory come down on you. Oh, ha. Church in the earth,
of every church in the earth,
preaching good and evil,
preaching good and evil,
and false salvation plan. Did you know there's only one salvation plan of God? Only way you can be saved. And it doesn't have three steps to salvation, or eight steps to salvation, or five steps salvation, or have anything to do with church ordinances. You know what salvation is in God's sight? A personal experience with Jesus Christ. Is this correct or not? Lord Jesus, I accept you, or I believe on you. Accept you as my Savior, or whatever. The Spirit come down on you. Ooh, power moves him. That's God's salvation plan. And all this other junk and paraphernalia going around, you know what it is? Satan. Me 5 hours to play through and get saved. I had a person tell me that. It took me 5 hours to pray through and get saved. I said, where in the world is that in the Not in scriptures, but said, I know how I felt. I said, I know how you felt too. You know what is wrong with you? You know what is wrong? I said, no, I'd like you to tell me. I'll tell you exactly what had happened. Some religious preacher got a hold of you and put you under such condemnation and such guilt. And it took you 5 hours of travailing to get out from under that guilt and condemnation of Satan. That is what is wrong with you. And it was the mercies of God you ever got out from under. Because you shouldn't have been listening to that so-and-so to start with. You see, Satan, through religious preachers, listen to it. They take advantage of you, of all men. That man is condemned already. You don't have to do anything to be condemned. You are filled with guilt and condemnation already if you're lost. So what does he do? Working through false preaching. He pours in on you stronger.
More guilt. He goes calling out this wrong in your life and that wrong in your life until he gets you so burdened down with guilt and condemnation, you'll do anything to get out from under. Go to the altar, join a church, be baptized, duck, sprinkle, drug through the water, anything. And I've seen it pour it on them so hard, I've sat and watched. I've seen it pour it on them so hard until those false prophets, false preachers would have God's people crawling on their knees, whipping themselves to try to get salvation and bleeding. How many of you have ever seen that? Most pitiful sight I ever saw. I just stood there and wept. Nothing I could do about it. I'm not going to call the name of the place. Some of you will recognize. But here were people coming from all out in the country doing penance. Came to a certain place on a certain square, a certain trotto in a certain country, and got down on their knees and crawled for 2 miles. Whipping themselves all the way, bleeding on their knees, and went up the steps to an idol and wiped themselves on that idol, worshiping that idol, to get out from under condemnation. Oh, but that's not so bad. I saw a so-called Pentecostal brother of mine put folks on the side of soul condemnation until they stayed there all night praying to get relief. No difference in it. Both of them Satan. How you know they're Satan, Brother Pruitt? Given the meaning of them. My father said they were Satan, and that's exactly what they are. What's going to happen to them? They burn. You know the judgments he's got reserved for the false prophets? You want me to tell you? All the blood of innocent people that they have deceived, God said, I save it up. And when I get ready to judge them, said, I cast that blood on them in the fire. Say to all the world, be it known, you killed my servant down through the years, persecuted and tortured them. You've even killed my son. I, in long suffering and love, held all my full judgment in earth. But now I formed them, my family in earth, no one touches, persecutes or kills my family. No one is allowed to even ridicule them, because me and my family are now one. I give my family power of life and death, over all flesh, that dwells on the earth, to the obedient, they are a savor of life, to the disobedient, their savor of death.
My family,
I'm a love and grace.
I'm a love and grace.
Love all people.
Love all people.
In the earth.
In the earth.
Love all people.
Love all people.
Without respect of person.
Without respect of person.
Children of mine.
Children of mine.
No guile in their mouth. The Lord of hosts, go forth in battle, fight with my family in the earth. Power. But you're going to see it more now. Listen to it. My covenant of angels.
My covenant of angels.
Angels of judgment.
Angels of judgment.
I now give.
I now give.
To you, my family.
To you, my family.
Angels of fire.
Angels of fire.
All seven judgments.
All seven judgments.
Are given to you.
In the
earth, my covenant of angels,
angels of glory,
I now give
to you, my family,
angels of the rainbow,
of
the everlasting gospel,
angels of glory,
to watch over you.
Watch over you.
Are not my angels,
ministering spirit,
to minister to the needs
of my obedient family.
Passover judgment.
Passover judgment.
Carry my clouds of glory.
Carry my clouds of glory.
To form my covering.
Form my covering.
A protection over you.
A protection over you.
My covenant of angels.
My covenant of angels.
And my covenant of fire.
And my covenant of fire.
Fire of love and grace.
Fire of love and grace.
In their hearts.
In their hearts.
In their
minds.
Voice, hands, and body.
Voice, hands, and body.
To deliver the
obedience
from Satan and burn him with fire. The same fire, of love and grace,
of love and grace,
that burns up Satan,
in the obedient,
also starts,
a burning of judgment,
in all of those, that reject them,
spoily apostles.
Christ speaking in him, the gospel of grace,
of grace and love,
is a savor of life
to the obedient,
is a savor of death to all who reject. Of angels and fire that absolutely destroys in grace and love
workings of Satan, sickness, disease, whatever, in the minds and the hearts of his obedient people. Absolute. Given to those that move in grace and love without respect of person. Not given to those that has vengeance and hatred and prejudice and malice in their heart. You can't have it. Because the angels of God only answer to grace and love. Strongest power of God there is. You want your enemies to die before you? Love them. Prove it. Show me the angel. No problem. You want to see him? You want to see him? You ready for it? You want to see him? How do you see him? By the Spirit. You want them revealed to you? You want to see them, Pat? Father, by your authority, I just open his eyes. Even as you spoke through your prophets, to open the eyes that they might see the Lord and his host of angels. Oh, see him? Oh, Elijah and Elisha, young prophet came running up to him, said, all the enemies after are going to kill us. You remember? And old Elisha said, oh, Lord, open his eyes. Let him see. And the Lord opened his eyes. He looked in the heaven, in the mountains, and he said, there was a whole host of angels around him. And Elisha said, why? He said, don't you understand? They that are with us are more than those that are with them. What are you worrying about? Oh, you want to see him? You want to see him, Marcel? Come on. We'd get one man, one woman. We won't be any respected person. Now, you know the reason we don't just have all of them see him at once? I did that a time or two. We got to move into such angelic visitation. When the left body went out on the floor, no one got to see him. They didn't know what they saw before it over with. Gus, you remember some of those, don't you? Oh. Oh, oh, put your hand right there. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Father, in the person of Jesus, by your authority, I just open my eyes to see your angelic host. Look at him right there. Oh, oh, oh. See him? Who else wants to see him? You'll get a man and then a woman, man and woman. We won't be respected persons. Ooh, you won't ever get over it. And you'll begin to see a revelation of Jesus Christ as the commander of angels. Do you know that? He commands them. Say, well, I don't understand it all. That's okay. Let's see it first. Let's let understanding come next, all right? If you want to enter into this place, if you don't want to enter in, of course, you can just stay blind. How many of you want to stay blind? Oh, lay your hand right there. Let me get you relief.
Father, by your authority, I just open the eyes of this your new creation that he might see your host of angels. Oh, oh, see him there? Oh, 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 oh. Brother Ron, I reckon that old fundamental mind of yours will ever see him. You're already seeing him, aren't you? Oh, they're ministering spirits. They're never to be worshipped. They're servants. Father, I just open her eyes by your authority to see your angelic host through Jesus Christ. Oh, see it? Oh, see him? Point your fingers out toward him there. That's all right. Oh. Say, you reckon, will they ever talk to you? Sure, they talked to John. Have they ever talked to you, brother? Oh, yeah. You know they have, sure. What all the uses did he use them for? Don't go in my thing in mind trying to get it all knowledge. Now let's walk the way you're supposed to, one step at a time. Get the sin and get the assurance of their presence and their protection first. Don't struggle with your mind and let him unfold it as we go. All right? Your new creation, oh, to see you in all the hosts by the authority of Jesus Christ. Oh, watch it come on. Oh, your neck. Okay, we got to get one man. One man. What do you do this far, brother? Help them get loose and anointed. Oh, what I am, helpers of your faith. Don't have dominion over it, I have to help you, right? Is this what purpose of a minister, to help our faith, is it? To build you in faith, helpers of your faith. Ooh. Ooh. Uh-oh. Ooh, we're going to lose one. Father, by your authority, I just open her eyes. See your host in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, reckon we'll ever get old hard-headed Bill open? If it depended on our efforts, we'd never make it, would it? Oh, but God being more than willing to show forth, you can be next, Cheryl. Come on, before you fall through that seat. God being more than willing to show forth his glory, being more than willing to show forth his glory, reaches out to all lengths for the hungry-hearted people to manifest themselves. God's people have been blind so long. Oh, Father, by in obedience to you, I open the eyes of this your child in the authority of Jesus Christ. By your authority, in the name of Jesus, I open these eyes to see your angelic hope. Ah! We're going to start getting two women at a time now. Look at them. That's the way.
You're turning everybody into mystics. No such thing. You're seeing them through Jesus Christ. They're not mysticism to it. They're bad. Mystics is when you work through imagination and hallucination. You don't work that way with God. They're actually there. When you see Jesus, he's there. It's not a matter of vision, hallucination. He's just there. Oh, God. Why? Because he said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Is he there or is he not there? He's there. Father, in obedience to you through Jesus Christ, I just open the eyes of this thy child to see all your angelic hosts. Watch him just come alive. Oh, see him? Oh, ah. That fire his sword on him there. Cut out any resistance in him, you know. Oh, and then put the blood on him and cleanse him. They don't look like the pictures, religious pictures paint them either, do they? No, they don't, do they? Little naked babies running around. No, they don't look like that. Father, in obedience to you, I just open these eyes of your spiritual creation to see your angelic creation. Ooh, look at them come open there. Reach out towards them early. Ooh. How many of you believe this? You want to enter into it? The rest of you don't believe it? Okay, then don't believe it and go on down to destruction. It's all right to me. Ooh, let me get nasty there. Ooh.